Hare Krishna. Welcome to all the dear devotees who have assembled here for this festival. We expect quite a few more to be coming tomorrow and the next day. This is the... How many in a row now? When was the first one? Who can say? Raja Yogini? First time we had? Which year? 98. So we had before that one. 98. Oh. Okay. That wasn't... we can say the first one was in 99 summer. Alright, so we can say that this is the seventh consecutive year that this festival's been going on. Festival, the word in Sanskrit is Utsav or Mahotsav. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that Krishna and his pastimes are like Nitya Mahotsav, eternal festival. Pastime, constant bliss. What are the activities here? Very simple. Chanting, dancing, associating with devotees, taking Krishna prasadam, that is Krishna consciousness. Everything must be done in a spirit of service to Krishna and his devotees. Now, many materialistic people also come together and sing and dance with their friends, and they eat food also. But the difference between a Krishna conscious festival and a non-devotees festival is that in Krishna consciousness, Krishna only is the focus. This festival gives the opportunity for devotees to come together and forget all their worldly cares. Life in this material world means many difficulties, many anxieties, many drudgeries. Drudgery means a kind of boring thing that you have to do again and again. Many, many boring routine things. Life in Krishna consciousness means that still there may be so many difficulties, but we take shelter of Krishna. And then we see that there aren't really so many difficulties after all. So this kind of festival is an opportunity for us to enter the atmosphere of the spiritual world. Well, there is nothing to do but hear and chant about Krishna and engage in service to Krishna. Now, you may say, well, there'll also be peeling potatoes and cleaning and so many things here. What's spiritual about that? Transcendental potato peeler or transcendental toilet cleaner. We never imagined such a thing. But someone who is cleaning the toilet in Krishna's service is more elevated than a yogi who is simply sitting in a cave. To understand this, we need to hear transcendental knowledge. Shravana, this is the basis of devotional service. And kirtan is the main activity. So the two activities are inseparable. If one actually hears, then he must chant. And one cannot actually chant unless he hears. Because chanting the Hare Krishna mantra means, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So if we have no knowledge of who is Krishna and who are his energies, then why should we want to engage in their service? So this is hearing and chanting, but not on the mundane platform. There is so much hearing and chanting on the mundane platform. Every day there are millions of newspapers printed all over the world with all the latest news. There are so many universities where research is conducted into different subjects. Shuddha Vyadi Rajendra Rinang Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. The defect of this was immediately pointed out by Shukadev Goswami. When he started speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, my dear king, there are many, many subjects for hearing about in human society, but they are all in the realm of ignorance because they do not see the real need to understand the self. And so their activities simply tie them up in material life, just like an animal is tied to a post. They think we are making advancement. Just like a horse tied to a post, he may think, today I ran 10 kilometers. So he may have walked 10 kilometers, but he didn't go anywhere. So to enter into the festival of Krishna consciousness, one has to leave behind one's material conceptions. At the Osho so-called ashram in Pune in India, at the entrance there is a sign and says, leave your mind here. Because if you bring your discrimination in there, you won't be able to survive, because their so-called spiritual life is engaging in all kinds of degraded activities. This statement has some kind of Buddhistic inflections or suggestions. Don't think, just realize this is the Buddhist idea. And therefore, in Zen Buddhism, they have what they call koans. That's a Japanese word which has come into English through Zen Buddhism. It means, I'll give an example. It means to meditate upon a paradox. So it's the famous one, to meditate upon the sound of one hand clapping. Therefore they say, don't bring your mind here, because you can't understand it with your mind. Actually, you can't understand it in any way, because it's ridiculous. So we don't say, leave your mind at the door. But we say, bhaja hure mana srinandanandana. Let the mind be situated at the lotus feet of Nandanandana Krishna. In material life, the mind is absorbed in so many activities. But having come here, let us forget our various cares and worries and chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Then it will be a festival. World mirror. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anyone like to say anything? Comment? Question? Everyone can quickly introduce themselves, where they're from. Start. Originally from Navarishni Chalni and is now a traveling around the world and preaching. Where? Kordinama. Kirov didn't move. More months. Samarkand. Uzbekistan. We have Murmansk and Uzbekistan. Everyone's supposed to know who you are.
Чем живу, да, и жил там. Нанда Тирта и Гурцхлопа Киевской области.
Саша Кушин и со мной. Химадас из города Мурманска. Химадас Кира. Химадас из Ижевска.
Читрагарада с города Мурманска.
Ахен Радас, город Киров.
Дмитрий, город Ижевск.
Яду Гангули Дас, Амитиск.
Город Псков. Глава Сергей. Гадатха. Мой сын.
Манджа. Мой сын. Means my son. Lucky father.
Just live with this.
Раз я Елена Полиграфина. Нравится сами children.
Everyone knows Brother Yogini?
Все знают о Брother Yogini.
So, a very warm welcome to one and all.
Еще раз добро пожаловать всем.
And we'll get into the festival in full swing tomorrow.
И завтра по-настоящему начнется фестиваль.
When are devotees expected from Kazan?
Когда преданные приедут из Казани?
Today, yeah, okay. All right then, so we'll break up for now.
That was a question.
Hare Krishna.